This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Bianculli, editor of the website TV Worth Watching, sitting in for Terry Gross. 6 years after the end of AMC's Breaking Bad, one of the best drama series ever made for television, creator Vince Gilligan is back with a movie sequel. It's called El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, and it premieres today on Netflix. Aaron Paul, who co-starred on Breaking Bad as Jesse Pinkman, is the star of this new chapter, which begins exactly where the series left off. Today, we'll revisit archive interviews with Vince Gilligan and with Aaron Paul. But let's start with my review of this new El Camino movie, a review which, I promise, will be as close to spoiler-free as possible. The first thing to address is the concept. Breaking Bad, as a TV series, told the story of high school science teacher Walter White, played perfectly by Bryan Cranston. As the series began, Walter was diagnosed with terminal cancer and decided to build and leave a nest egg for his wife and family by using his scientific knowledge and teaming with a former student to manufacture and sell a particularly pure strain of crystal meth. Aaron Paul's Jesse was that student. And by the time Breaking Bad was about to end, Jesse had been captured by a rival drug operation and forced to cook meth for them, while Walter White and his shady lawyer, Bob Odenkirk's Saul Goodman, were in hiding, arguing about their options, which at that moment were very limited.
Hey, I'm a civilian. I'm not your lawyer anymore. I'm nobody's lawyer. The fun's over. From here on out, I'm Mr. Low Profile, just another douchebag with a job and three pairs of Dockers. If I'm lucky, a month from now, best case scenario, I'm managing a Cinnabon in Omaha.
What seemed like a tossaway punchline at the time, in the penultimate Breaking Bad episode written by Peter Gould, turned out to be a stroke of brilliant inspiration. It became the premise of Better Call Saul, the follow-up series still going on AMC, that followed Odenkirk's character both before and after Breaking Bad. In the flashback sequences, he was Jimmy McGill, who would slowly evolve into slimy Saul Goodman, in much the same way Walter White would morph into drug kingpin Heisenberg. And in the occasional black-and-white scenes post-dating the events of Breaking Bad, we see what Jimmy, now Saul, is up to. And he is indeed managing a Cinnabon in Omaha. But Better Call Saul, created by Vince Gilligan and Peter Gould, is primarily a prequel to Breaking Bad, just as El Camino is primarily a sequel. It picks up right where Breaking Bad left off, with Jesse escaping from his captors and driving away, in an El Camino, as fast as he can, screaming. And El Camino, written and directed by Gilligan, is just as exciting, original, and outstanding as the other entries, making this, for Gilligan, one hell of a TV hat trick. The series, its prequel, and now its sequel, they're all as good as it gets. There isn't a Godfather 3 in the bunch. But El Camino, like its predecessors, does visit the past from time to time, which allows us to revisit a handful of familiar characters from Breaking Bad. One shows up in the movie's opening scene, so it's hardly a spoiler. It's a flashback, showing Aaron Paul's Jesse and another co-conspirator, Jonathan Banks's Mike Ehrmantraut, discussing what to do after retiring from the drug trade.
So what are you going to do with all that money? Same thing I do with all the other money. How about you, teenage retiree? You'll be living the dream. I'm sure I should stick around town. Well, that's a start. Nothing really keeping me here. Where'd you go? If you were me. Doesn't matter, I'm not you.
Seriously, come on. Like if you were my age, just play along. Make some conversation.
Alaska.
Yeah?
Yeah, if I were your age, starting fresh. Alaska. It's the last frontier. Up there, you could be anything you want.
In El Camino, Jesse is faced with the same questions. Now that he's free, where does he go? What does he do? Unwittingly, borrowing a page from Walter White's playbook in the Breaking Bad finale, Jesse seeks help from their low-level, long-time drug sellers, the laid-back Skinny Pete and Badger, which allows Jesse to reunite with some Breaking Bad players in the present, not just in flashback. Here's Skinny Pete and Badger, played by Charles Baker and Matt Jones, following the news of Jesse's escape on the local TV newscast until Jesse enters the room.
Why'd you turn off the TV? News that bad?
There's just a whole lot of it.
Yeah. I gotta get out of here.
Where to? You got a plan?
Maybe.
That's all I'm revealing about El Camino. Where Jesse goes from there and what his plans entail, that's where the fun is, and I'm not about to spoil it. Let's just say there are a couple of confrontations here that are as spellbinding and unpredictable and funny, often at the same time, as anything Gilligan has written and directed. And the acting? Aaron Paul carries El Camino on his shoulders as effortlessly and impressively as Bryan Cranston and Bob Odenkirk have in their own TV showcases. As for the other actors here, El Camino doesn't even show the title or cast credits until the end, so you won't know whom to expect, much less what. But no matter how high your expectations, El Camino will meet them. Once again, as with the finale of Breaking Bad, Vince Gilligan has stuck the landing.